Heat Sick, written by Lillipon and read by Sunkitten Shash. A 17 fanfiction, rated explicit, featuring the pairing John Wonwu / Kim Mingyu. Summary. Wonwu collapses in the middle of dance practice and is rushed to the hospital. He's heat sick, a common side effect of prolonged use of heat suppressants and scent blockers. Once the drugs are flushed out of his system, he will enter heat. 17 has two options. Hire a comfort alpha, or... I'll do it, Mingyu burst out. Let me do it. Youngshik dragged his attention away from the booklet to look at him. Mingyu swallowed. His cheeks prickled with heat. Steeling himself, he said, I can do it. I can help Wonwu through his heat. Youngshik turned back to his reading. No, I don't think that will be a good idea.
What? Why not?
Look, it makes sense for me to do it. We can keep it internal that way. We won't have to worry about someone blabbing to the media. I'm not going to knock him up, obviously, Mingyu said, his face flushing even hotter, if it were possible. He's heat-sick, Dr. Lim said. Mingyu's heart leapt to his throat. Wonwu had been feeling off all week. As much as he had tried to brush off his band members' concerns, there was only so much he could hide in the close confines of their dorm, and Mingyu had always paid a little, lot, more attention to Wonwu than he did to anyone else. So he had noticed, during their dance practices, the clammy sheen Wonwu's skin took on, the way he heaved for breath, and how the air whistled slightly as it filled his lungs. Sometimes, he lost his balance and had to catch himself against the wall or another member. Wonwu was already lean, and now he looked even leaner. His appetite had changed, and most nights he failed to finish his dinner. The scent of food alone seemed to make him nauseous. At night, Mingyu sometimes heard him retching in the bathroom. Yesterday, Wonwu had fainted during dance practice. An hour later, he was rushed to the hospital, delirious and burning up. Their manager, Youngshik, had canceled the radio show Wonwu was supposed to appear on at the last minute, and then cleared his schedule for the remainder of the week. Dr. Lim continued, It's a common side effect of prolonged use of heat suppressants and scent blockers. She scanned her clipboard. Her lips pursed in disapproval. And it says here that Mr. John has been on suppressants and blockers since 2013. 6 years is a long time to be on these kinds of drugs, even if you're cycling.
It comes with the demands of being an idol, Youngshik, one of their managers, said.
It wasn't meant to be callous or unsympathetic. It was a fact. It was why most idols were betas or alphas. Betas carried a neutral scent, lacked the innate hostility that competing alphas had, and they didn't experience the biannual heats and ruts that would disrupt their hectic schedules. Alpha idols were more accepted, by virtue that they were alphas, and the entire world was willing to bend over backwards to make accommodations for them. Dr. Lim sighed. I know, but it doesn't have to mean I like it. You're putting Mr. John's health at serious risk. You didn't even let him have his first heat. The drugs are catching up to him now. Another year or two down the road, he's going to damage his reproductive system beyond all repair. As it stands, his scent and slick glands have already been blocked. Mingyu couldn't contain the low growl that rumbled deep in his chest. Dr. Lim didn't spare him a glance. That's even without considering all the pain he will have to go through prior to that. A damaged reproductive system could be the least of our concerns. Do you want that on your conscience?
Youngshik took a moment before responding. He knew what he signed up for. It was written in his contract.
Dr. Lim had been working with them for years now, and didn't mince her words. "Well, in the interest of preserving your cash cow, we need to take action now. Mr. John will have to remain in the hospital overnight while we flush out the remainder of the drugs in his system. Once that is done, he will likely go into heat within 48 hours. Likely sooner. If not, we will induce it." Mingyu inhaled sharply. His stomach rolled over. He couldn't tell if he was going to be sick, or if the sensation was a twist of fear, excitement, anticipation. Wanu in heat? He had thought about it, of course, more often than he cared to admit. Wanu was the single most gorgeous Omega Mingyu had laid eyes on, and in the years they had spent together, what had initially been a superficial attraction had turned into a yearning that burned, sometimes like flash fire and other times smoldering, but always true. "Am I correct to assume that Mr. John is currently not seeing anyone?"
"That is correct," Youngshik said.
"Does he have an alpha that might be able to support him?" Dr. Lim asked.
Youngshik shook his head. "I can't be sure, but I don't think so. Will an alpha support be necessary?"
Dr. Lim raised a brow. "You would let an Omega suffer through heat alone, when there are thousands of alphas who would give up all their life savings to comfort him?"
She dipped her chin at Mingyu when an involuntary snarl ripped from him at the thought of another alpha touching Wanu.
"Case in point."
Youngshik flushed. "You know that's not what I meant by that."
"No, I'm afraid I do not," Dr. Lim said. "But to answer your question, I would strongly recommend it. So strongly, in fact, that I believe it to be necessary. This will be the first heat he has had in years. The first heat he has ever had, period. It will be a long and painful ordeal. He should not be alone for it."
Youngshik grimaced. "There are risks. Reproductive ones, issues of privacy."
"If it is privacy you are worried about, we work in partnership with Alpha and Omega Comfort Services. All workers and volunteers have been thoroughly vetted and trained, and are contractually bound to protect sensitive information, such as information about their clients and details of their sessions. You can rest assured that no one other than the involved parties will be aware of the transaction that has taken place."
"I will speak to Wanu about it," Youngshik said.
Dr. Lim didn't look entirely satisfied by his response, but she nodded. "Please do. I will give you a brochure and booklet with more details. Remember what I said. He should not be alone for this."
Mingyu fidgeted beside Youngshik, who was flipping through the information booklet on comfort alphas that Dr. Lim had given him. They were sitting in front of Wanu's room. Dr. Lim was inside, relaying to him the same information she had given them earlier. While the hospital was busy all hours of the day, the wing reserved for high-profile patients was empty and quiet, save for the buzzing of fluorescent lights and the metallic clattering of a cart being wheeled down the corridor.
"I'll do it," Mingyu burst out. "Let me do it."
Youngshik dragged his attention away from the booklet to look at him. Mingyu swallowed. His cheeks prickled with heat. Steeling himself, he said, "I can do it. I can help Wanu through his heat."
Youngshik turned back to his reading.
"No, I don't think that will be a good idea."
"What? Why not? Look, it makes sense for me to do it. We can keep it internal that way. We won't have to worry about someone blabbing to the media. I'm not going to knock him up, obviously," Mingyu said, face flushing even hotter, if it were possible.
He had thought about it before, when he had been made stupid by his rut, Wanu, heavy with his children. But he knew how to separate his fantasy from reality. And you know, Wanu, he doesn't like strangers. He'll be more comfortable with me. You're right about all of those things. And if Wanu were in a different band, I would give you the go-ahead. But I can't, and that's because we don't allow dating within bands. Wanu and I aren't dating. No, but you wish you were. Youngshik cracked his first smile of the day. You aren't as subtle as you think you are, kid. Mingyu meekly sank into his seat. Am I that obvious? Youngshik laughed. Yes, a blind man could see your crush from the moon. You're the only band member here right now. I think that says something. The others were busy, Mingyu mumbled. So are you, Youngshik pointed out. The problem with dating band members, Mingyu, is the aftermath of a relationship. Breakups strain interactions between all band members, not just those who are intimately involved. You have to remember that carrots are fans of your songs, but they're also fans of you as people. They care about your relationships with one another. They have uncanny perception. They'll know that something is wrong. You understand this, right? Mingyu crossed his arms over his chest and said grudgingly, Yeah. The door to Wanu's room opened, and Dr. Lim stepped out. Mingyu's nostrils flared as the sweetest honey scent reached him. It wasn't quite a heat scent, but the natural smell of an omega. Wanu had never smelled like anything other than the citrus and sandalwood shampoo and body wash everyone in 17 used, but now he smelled of syrup and warm spice and temptation, and Mingyu hungered for him. It was a lucky thing that Wanu had been taking scent blockers. If Mingyu had had to smell Wanu's omega scent every day for 5 years, his self-control would have shattered. Wanu is feeling well enough to take visitors, if you two wish to talk to him, Dr. Lim said. Mingyu didn't bother to respond, nor did he wait for Youngshik to. He slipped by Dr. Lim and into the room. Wanu was sitting upright in bed, staring at his lap. His pale skin had a gray tinge to it, and his cheekbones stuck out in stark relief, evidence of his lack of appetite and the stress his body was under. He was, as always, achingly beautiful. When Mingyu walked in, he looked up and smiled.
Hi, Mingyu, said Wanu. I didn't think you would still be here.
Why wouldn't I be? Mingyu stepped up to Wanu's bedside. He scarcely dared to breathe. He took shallow inhales and exhales through his mouth, as though he might minimize the effects of Wanu's scent on him. Already heat was pooling low in his gut. His alpha instinct urged him to crawl into bed beside Wanu, to hold and protect.
It's late, and I thought you had a photo shoot tomorrow.
I wanted to make sure you were okay. You really had me scared there, you know that? Mingyu reached out to run his fingers through Wanu's hair, pushing his bangs back from his forehead. He was no longer burning up, but he was still warm, either from his lingering fever or his heat. To his surprise, Wanu leaned into the touch, turning to nuzzle against Mingyu's palm. Wanu let out a shuddered exhale, eyelids fluttering closed. Oh, jeez, Mingyu thought, heart wobbling precariously in his chest. Wanu was seeking comfort from him, something he rarely did. Mingyu was naturally affectionate, draping himself over his bandmates and handing out hugs like coins on payday. Wanu was more stingy with his affections, and didn't often touch unless he was touched first. It had taken a long time for Wanu to warm up to him. Over the years, Wanu had gone from shying away from Mingyu's touch, to grudgingly allowing Mingyu to cling to him, to sleeping on Mingyu's shoulder. He still remembered the first time Wanu initiated contact with him. It had been a year ago, at the tail end of their Asia tour. Everyone was drained from performing 3-hour concerts, sometimes back-to-back. In between concerts, their schedules were jam-packed with promotions, photo shoots, and signings. They had returned home at midnight, after a day of fan signings in the morning, and then shooting a CF for one of their sponsor brands. Mingyu hadn't even bothered to change out of his clothes. He just dropped his bag on the floor, towed off his shoes, and made a beeline for the couch. He had settled himself against the cushions, eyes already closed, when he felt a body wedge itself between him and the back of the couch. Without a word, Wanu curled into him, tucked himself beneath Mingyu's chin, and fell asleep there. As exhausted as Mingyu was, he couldn't sleep for the next 4 hours, terrified, frazzled, and exhilarated all at once.
That feels good.
A purr vibrated in Wanu's throat, drawing Mingyu out of his memories and back to the present. Mingyu swallowed with an audible click. He stroked the angle of Wanu's cheekbone with his thumb. How are you feeling?
Was terrible. Better now, Wanu murmured.
Better now that Mingyu was here? Jesus, was Wanu even aware of what he was saying? Or had his heat sickness made him so vulnerable he didn't even care? And to think that Youngshik wanted to let another alpha near Wanu when he was this pliant and defenseless. Mingyu clenched his jaw, teeth grinding. He wanted it to be him. It had to be him. Wanu cracked open one eye to peer at him.
What's wrong?
Before Mingyu could answer, Youngshik entered. Mingyu began to pull away, but returned his hand to Wanu's cheek when Wanu made a heartbreaking sound of disappointment. Youngshik's eyes zeroed in on the touch before focusing on Wanu. Hey, good to see you awake. How are you feeling?
I'm all right.
Dr. Lim filled you in on everything, right? Wanu nodded. Then you know we have a few things to talk about and prepare for, Youngshik said. Mingyu, will you leave us for a moment? The photographer stepped out from behind his tripod.
Mingyu, you need to relax.
He had been saying that over and over again for the past hour, and his words were having the exact opposite effect. Mingyu grunted an apology. Everything felt too hot. It was 30 goddamn degrees out, and he was dressed in a 3-piece suit. Sweat collected at the nape of his neck and collarbone and under his armpits. His hair was stiff with wax and hung over his eyes. He itched to push his bangs back from his forehead, but his stylist would yell at him again for fiddling with his hair. The heat only heightened his agitation. He had wanted to cancel the photo shoot and take care of Wanu, but Youngshik sent him home last night with strict orders to attend the shoot. He hadn't been able to sleep a wink, anxiousness fluttering in his chest like 1,000 butterflies. Wanu was alone, about to enter heat at any minute. Maybe he was already in heat, and the only comfort he would get was from an alpha whose name he didn't even know. "Let's take a 5-minute break," the director said. "Get some water, Mingyu. I know you're melting under that suit." Mingyu retreated under the shade of an awning, checking his phone for the first time in an hour. 7 missed calls from Youngshik, all within the last 15 minutes. Before he could even unlock his phone, it vibrated again in his hand. What is it? What's wrong? Mingyu asked.
Are you done with your photo shoot?
Almost.
So that's a no. Call me back when you're done.
Wait, is it Wanu? Is something wrong? Youngshik hesitated for a beat before responding.
Yes, things aren't going as planned, but I need you to finish your job first.
A growl ripped from Mingyu's chest. Fuck the job! I haven't been able to concentrate all damn day anyway. This entire morning has been a wash. Where are you guys? At the hospital?
Mingyu,
Youngshik said sharply.
You are a professional. Finish the job, and then call me. I will give you the details then. Wanu will survive.
He hung up without another word. Fuck! Mingyu snarled, fighting the urge to whip his phone into the concrete. He pressed the heel of both palms into his eyes and exhaled. This job wasn't worth it. None of it was worth it. Not when he knew that Wanu needed an alpha. But he had obligations as an idol. It wouldn't be just his reputation tarnished if he up and left now. Mingyu strode over to the director, who had been watching him on the phone. Everything all right? Asked the director. I need to know how much longer this will take. Could be 15 minutes, could be another hour, the director said. It depends on you. Okay. Mingyu fixed his cuffs, gave them a tug. Let's get this done. There was a smaller building behind the main hospital that was reserved for research on the Estra cycle and for Omegas suffering through the complications of heat. Mingyu strode through the automatic sliding doors and made a beeline for Youngshik, who was waiting for him in the lobby. Where is he? Who is he with right now? He's on the third floor. Dr. Lim is with him. There isn't another Alpha, if that's what you're asking, Youngshik said, already making his way to the elevator. The tightness in Mingyu's chest eased. What's wrong with him? It seemed to take forever for the elevator to descend. Mingyu bounced on the balls of his feet, impatient and jittery. Omegas in heat usually act in one of two ways. They are either aggressive or... Youngshik paused for a moment, searching for the right word. Salacious. Wanu is the former. We called in a comfort alpha, and Wanu wouldn't let the alpha anywhere near him. We thought, perhaps, that he just needed a bit of coaxing, but the alpha got a little too close and Wanu kicked him right in the face. Broke his nose. Luckily for the Alpha, we're at a hospital. Mingyu winced. How is Wanu doing now? The elevator doors opened, and they stepped inside. Dr. Lim has been keeping a close eye on Wanu's vitals. Wanu has a surprisingly high pain tolerance, but that's not necessarily a good thing. It's preventing him from allowing an Alpha to take care of his needs. Dr. Lim is concerned that his system will go into shock soon. It's good that you came when you did. What makes you so sure that Wanu won't break my nose, too? There's a chance that might happen, Youngshik admitted. He glanced at Mingyu from the corner of his eyes. The corners of his lips twitched. I just thought you might appreciate the opportunity to try before we called in someone else. Oh. Mingyu swallowed. His face felt hot. Thanks. He wondered how pathetically obvious his pining must have been, if even Youngshik was willing to bend the rules for him. Wanu's room was at the end of the hall. Dr. Lim stood guard outside his door. She looked up from her phone as they approached and slipped it into her coat pocket. Thanks for coming, Mingyu, she said. No problem, Mingyu replied, cheeks still tingling with heat. It was the opposite of a problem. Dr. Lim smiled at him, a little too knowingly for his comfort. I'm guessing Youngshik already told you why we called you here. Mingyu nodded. Even though he knows you, and you two are presumably close, you have to be prepared for aggressive and feral behavior, she told him. Lose the cap and push your bangs back. Let him see your face. He is essentially a cornered animal. You need to let him know that you're safe. That means you try to make yourself smaller by crouching. Avoid direct eye contact, but make sure that he can see every move you make. Approach slowly. Talk quietly and calmly. Once you're close enough, and you're sure that he won't attack you, you can bare your throat. Make sense?
Yeah.
Good, said Dr. Lim. If things go pear-shaped, you get out of there. Your safety is important. We have cameras rolling in the room for now, so we'll send someone in to restrain Wanwu if the need arises.
That won't be necessary, Mingyu said.
Sure, Dr. Lim agreed easily. Have you ever been with an Omega during heat?
No, Mingyu answered.
He couldn't help but feel a little embarrassed by his lack of experience, but there had never been an opportunity, and there had never been an Omega other than Wanwu that he would want to comfort during their cycle. Hopefully you remember a thing or two from your sex education classes in high school?
I think so, Mingyu answered meekly.
He was an idol. While he didn't date, he wasn't dead. He watched porn. He masturbated. He stealthily read magazine articles about how to give his Omega the best orgasm of his life. Not all expressions of heat will be evident in Wanwu. This is his first natural heat, and it came years too late. He won't smell like he's in heat, because he has been using scent blockers for so long. The suppressants have blocked lubricant production in his slit glands. You'll have to stimulate them yourself. You'll find lube on the table. It likely won't smell pleasant to start. Somehow, Mingyu's cheeks managed to burn even hotter. Slick glands were located between the penis and the prostate. The thought of touching and rubbing Wanwu there, so close to that walnut-sized center of pleasure, Mingyu's heart rate picked up in his chest. This entire situation was surreal. You don't have to mate him. You just have to be there to comfort him. But if you do, there are condoms in the room.
Oh God. Him. Mate Wanwu?
Comfort him as in... Give him skin-to-skin contact. Let him scent you. Use your fingers, Dr. Lim said. Whatever he needs from you, and however far you're willing to go. Mingyu would give Wanwu anything he asked for. We'll slide food through here every 3 hours. Dr. Lim bent down and knocked on the slot in the door with 2 knuckles. You'll have to make sure that he's eating and staying hydrated. He might not want to, since his body will be suppressing his hunger and thirst signals, but it's essential that he's getting the energy he needs to make it through his first heat. This goes for you as well. It's physically demanding to help an Omega through heat, especially if you're not yet bonded mates and your cycles aren't aligned. Since you aren't in rut, you may at times find it difficult to perform. There are tools you can use to satiate Wanwu in the meantime. Any questions? Mingyu shook his head. All right. Once you have scented each other, we'll be turning off cameras to give you privacy. If you need assistance, you can give us a call. There's a telephone inside. You will also find a red emergency button beside the door that you can hit, Dr. Lim said. She squeezed his shoulder and then dropped her hand away. We're ready when you are. Mingyu took a deep breath and squared his shoulders. Then, he turned the doorknob and stepped inside. It hit him all at once, the scent of Wanwu's pain and misery and fear. A soft growl rumbled in Mingyu's throat.
Every atom of his being ached to comfort and take the hurt away. The room resembled many of the hotel rooms Mingyu had stayed in. The walls were painted a rich caramel color, and the room was sparsely furnished. There was a queen-sized bed pressed against the far wall of the room, and a cabinet beside it. The blankets and pillows had been stripped away from the bed and stuffed into the narrow space between the bed and the adjacent wall. It was Wanwu, Mingyu realized, heart cracking a little at the seams. The poor thing had swathed himself in blankets and had squished himself into a corner, seeking safety in the small and cramped space. "Wanwu," Mingyu called, sweet and gentle. "It's me, Mingyu." The pile of blankets shifted, and from them emerged Wanwu. Wanwu's hair resembled a bird's nest, and his bangs stuck to his temples with sweat. A charming red flush was splashed across his cheeks and colored the skin of his neck, but his expression was otherwise frigid, eyes narrowed in suspicion and jaw clenched tight. He was on the defensive, shoulders rounded up to his ears. While Mingyu understood, it still stung to be perceived as a threat. "Hey, it's just me." Mingyu let off soothing alpha pheromones as he approached carefully, taking one soft step after the other. He bent slightly at the knees, trying to make himself appear smaller. Wanwu tipped his face up and sniffed the air, nose crinkling adorably as he did so. He might not have trusted the sight of Mingyu, but he must have been comforted by Mingyu's familiar alpha scent, because the tension bled from him. The hard line of Wanu's shoulders eased, and he let the blankets fall from around his shoulders. Wanwu was dressed in a blue paper hospital gown. Its neckline was scooped low, and Mingyu's eyes zeroed in on Wanwu's sharp collarbones. Mingyu had always found Wanwu's collarbones to be enticing, but now they seemed even more so. It must be the heat pheromones drawing his attention there, tempting him into taking a bite.
"Mingyu."
Mingyu looked back up at the sound of his name. "Hey, you," he said softly. He placed a knee on the mattress, and when Wanwu didn't immediately attack him, he lowered himself to sit on the bed. He patted the mattress. "Care to join me?" Wanwu watched him, considering, and then he shook off the blankets and crawled into bed. Mingyu tried not to stare, but it was impossible not to. Wanwu moved as lively as a feline, spine fluid as he closed the distance between them on his hands and knees. His hospital gown was short and split down the back, offering Mingyu a tantalizing view of his ass and strong but slim thighs. Inside his briefs, Mingyu's cock twitched. Wanwu settled with a foot of space between them. Mingyu tamped down the bubbling of pride that rose in his chest. Wanwu had knocked out another alpha that had tried to get this close.
"What are you doing here?" Wanwu asked. "Yongshi called me. Thought I might be able to help you out," Mingyu said.
Wanu's jaw worked.
"I'll be fine on my own. You don't have to."
"What if I want to?"
"I don't want you to feel obligated. It's honestly not that bad."
Mingyu bit back a scoff. Not that bad. He could smell the pain Wanwu was in, could hear it in the tightness of his voice. Wanwu was in the early stages of his heat, but Dr. Lim had warned them that the pain would only get worse. It wasn't a heat that should be endured alone.
"I want to do this," Mingyu said firmly.
Wanwu dropped his eyes to his lap. He fiddled with the hem of his gown.
"Unless you don't want me to," Mingyu said.
Wanwu's mouth twisted.
It's not that. It's just... it's humiliating for you to see me like this. Of course Wanu thought that. Wanu was stubbornly independent and tried to do everything on his own, even though he was helpless and had a reverse Midas touch, breaking almost everything he came into contact with. He didn't like to rely on others, didn't like to appear vulnerable. It might be humiliating for him, but Wanu had no idea how often Mingyu desecrated their friendship by imagining Wanu in heat and begging to be knotted. "It's normal. I would never think of you any differently," Mingyu assured. "Wanu, you're one of my best friends. I want to do this for you. I couldn't bear it if you had to go through this alone, especially knowing that I could help." Wanu cracked a smile at him, and the clean scent of his relief cut through his pain for a brief second.
"Okay, if you're sure," Wanu said.
"Okay." They were quiet for a moment, not quite able to make eye contact. The air grew heavier with the added awkwardness. Mingyu cleared his throat.
So, do you want to get naked?"
Wanu snorted. "Magic words to make every Omega wet. Guess it doesn't matter when you're Kim Mingyu and you look like this." He waved a vague hand over Mingyu's person, and Mingyu couldn't tell if that was a compliment or not.
"I mean, you don't have to if you don't want to. I just thought it'd be better if our skin was touching. Dr. Lim suggested skin-to-skin contact. But you don't have to."
Wanu shrugged.
"Sure."
He reached behind him to undo the ties of his hospital gown, letting the papery material slip from his shoulders and pool around his waist. Mingyu swallowed thickly at the sight of Wanu's prominent collarbones and lightly muscled chest. Wanu had lost weight over the past week, and his stomach looked leaner than usual. Mingyu wanted to kiss down his belly, wanted to follow the light trail of hair there with his lips. Arousal was starting to pool between his legs, tenting the front of his pants. He noticed Wanu eyeing his crotch, and he flushed.
"I'm sorry. You're an Omega, and you're in heat, and I can smell it. Biology and all that," he stammered.
He didn't mention that Wanu smelled more sick than sweet. That he was hard because he had been mooning over Wanu ever since they met, and that the anticipation alone of getting his hands on Wanu had him aching.
"I'm not gonna, you know, put it in you or anything like that. Unless..."
Oh god, what was he even saying?
"Mingyu, don't worry about it. I trust you."
A small smile twitched at the corners of his mouth.
"So, am I the only one who's going to be naked, or..."
"Right. Mingyu reached behind himself to grab his shirt and pull it overhead, then discarded it off to the side. He peeked at Wanu from beneath his lashes to see if Wanu was watching him, but Wanu's eyes were downcast. It was stupid how that stung his pride. Mingyu had been hitting weights at the gym more often, consuming ridiculous amounts of protein and eating in a caloric surplus to put on muscle mass. Wanu could have looked a smidge more impressed. Mingyu's hands went to the button at the front of his shorts, pausing. As long as they had some skin-to-skin contact, it should be fine. He didn't have to take his pants off. It was probably better if he didn't, because Wanu was completely bare, and if Mingyu stripped his shorts and briefs away, too, it meant that their cocks would rub against each other. Mingyu couldn't handle that. He'd make a damn fool of himself, coming untouched at the slightest brush. Mingyu let his hands drop away. He swallowed.
"Okay, how should we do this?" "It doesn't matter. Whatever's better for you, I guess. Since you're the one doing me a favor."
"I want it to be good for you," Mingyu wanted to complain.
Maybe you could sit on my lap, facing me? That way you could scent me, and I could get a finger in to, stimulate your slick glands. Mingyu was so embarrassed and aroused by the thought of fingering Wanwu that he might actually die. Wanwu nodded. Okay, let's do that, then. Mingyu wished Wanwu didn't sound so unaffected. Wanwu was the one who was in heat, and Mingyu knew it was awful to think this way, but he wished Wanwu would act like it. Act a little desperate for him, or, at the very least, act like he wouldn't mind having Mingyu's hands on him. Mingyu propped up the pillows against the headboard, and then lay back against it, legs outstretched. Wanwu Niu walked toward him, letting his hospital gown fall away. Mingyu smiled, hoping to comfort despite his own rapid-fast heart rate, and kept his eyes firmly on Wanwu's face.
Thanks for doing this, Wanwu mumbled,
red-faced, his knees on either side of Mingyu's thighs. No problem, Mingyu said, as if his voice wasn't shaking. Slowly, Wanwu lowered himself down. He hovered the last centimeter above Mingyu's thighs, before tentatively taking a seat. He was stiff as a board, kept his hands clutched close to his chest.
Is this okay?
Wanwu's mouth was twisted into a grimace. Wanwu was sitting on him, naked. It was more than welcome. Mingyu wasn't the one who was uncomfortable with all of this.
I feel like I should be the one asking you that. Are you okay?
Wanwu nodded once, the motion tight.
You can touch me, you know. Okay, said Wanwu, though he didn't move.
Mingyu had wanted Wanwu to make the first move. Mingyu knew himself, knew that he would be overeager and that it would make him push, and Wanwu might not feel like he could say no. But if he did nothing, they wouldn't get anywhere, and Wanwu would remain in pain, even though Mingyu was right there and supposed to be easing his hurt. He raised his hand, slow and careful, as though he might startle away a colt, and cupped the back of Wanwu's neck. Wanwu tensed for a brief moment, before relaxing. Mingyu stroked the downy skin there with his thumb. Come here, he said softly, and guided Wanwu's head toward his neck. Wanwu went without resistance. He pressed his nose into the curve of Mingyu's neck, sniffed once, and then took a deeper inhale. His exhale shuddered out of him, as did the rest of his reluctance. He melted, heavy, against Mingyu's torso, let their chests and stomachs come together, edged forward until his bottom was on Mingyu's crotch. Wanwu was sitting on his erection. Mingyu damn near died, overwhelmed by it all. The bare skin on bare skin, Wanwu's natural scent in his nostrils, the heat of their bodies and their pheromones mixing. He could feel Wanwu's cock against his belly. Oh God, that was Wanwu's cock. Soft, but heated, and Mingyu couldn't be sure if it was his imagination, but it felt like it was growing chubby. Was it just from the scenting? Wanwu was getting hard because of him. He tried not to let it go to his head. Wanwu was an omega in heat, and he was an alpha after all, but still, he had something to do with it. It took Mingyu a conscious effort to let go of the tension in his body. He tried to regulate his breathing and scent. Omegas and estrus were sensitive to those things. They wouldn't feel safe around a tense alpha. If Mingyu couldn't relax, Wanwu would take it as a sign of danger. There you go, he breathed, tipping his head back to give Wanwu more access to his scent glands. He gave Wanwu's neck a light and reassuring squeeze.
Wanwu made the faintest purring noise. Mingyu felt it rumble in his chest more than he heard it.
Yeah, there you go, Mingyu said. You can relax now. It's going to be okay. I'm going to take care of you.
Once he was sure that Wanwu was getting used to his touch and proximity, he smoothed both palms down Wanwu's back. We need to stimulate your slick glands. Is it okay if I touch you there? He asked, fingers tapping lightly at the base of Wanwu's tailbone, hinting at a lower and more intimate spot. Wanwu nodded into Mingyu's neck. There was a bottle of lube on the bedside table. Mingyu reached over for it, popping the cap open and drizzling it onto his fingers. A ringing sound echoed in his skull. This was really happening. He was really sliding his middle finger into the cleft of Wanwu's ass, rubbing the pad of his finger over the heated and furled skin of Wanwu's hole. It was so tight. He didn't give a single bit under his touch. He wasn't sure how he was going to get his finger in, much less his cock. Not that he had to fuck Wanwu to comfort him. But he was open to the possibility. Very open.
Relax, Mingyu murmured.
Sorry, Wanwu said through gritted teeth.
I'm trying. It's just weird. I've never...
So he was Wanwu's first. He had known this on some level, but to hear it confirmed out loud was something else entirely. He just wished that he could be Wanwu's last, too.
It's okay, Mingyu soothed.
He circled a fingertip over Wanwu's hole. The touch was light and teasing, coaxing Wanwu into opening.
Just let me in.
It was as if all he had to do was ask, because Wanwu's body responded. Mingyu pushed a finger inside with some resistance. Even though it was a single finger, Wanwu was still so tight, insides pulsing hot around him. It made him dizzy to think about replacing his fingers with his cock. Heat gathered between his legs. Wanwu must be able to feel it. Mingyu's erection nudging at him. He pressed his finger against Wanwu's inner walls, circled his finger and felt around, probing. Wanwu squirmed in his lap, his breath damp over Mingyu's skin. The tip of his finger brushed against a hard, marble-sized gland. Wanwu's slick gland. Wanwu whimpered.
Is this okay? Mingyu asked.
Mingyu bumped against that place again. Wanwu seized around his finger, and this time, the sound he made was unmistakably one of pain.
I'm sorry, Mingyu said,
pushing his nose into Wanwu's hair in an attempt at comfort.
I know it hurts.
Just do what you have to do, Wanwu grunted.
He moved to wrap his arms around Mingyu's neck, clinging. He stimulated the slick gland as Dr. Lim had instructed, rubbing his fingertip over it. It felt like working out a knot in someone's back. For a while, it didn't seem like his touch was having any effect. Then, Wanwu seized up around him, stifling a moan into the side of Mingyu's neck. It took him a moment to realize that the wetness running down his palm wasn't lube. It was a trickle of slick. Wanwu's slick smelled not at all like the slick of a healthy omega. It was neither honeyed nor ambrosial. Instead, it smelled sour like expired cream. Mingyu held his breath in his cheeks.
Sorry, Wanwu said, apology muffled. Sorry, I can't help it. I know it smells.
Wanwu, it's fine, Mingyu said firmly. I understand. It was a side effect of all those suppressants.
God, this is so embarrassing.
Mingyu shushed him.
who don't have anything to be embarrassed about.
He continued to massage Wanu's slick gland. At least Wanu was able to produce slick, no matter that it carried a pungent scent and felt thicker than it should. Stupid, how it still kind of turned Mingyu on. Wanu was leaking on him, over him. It was knowing that he was helping Wanu in a moment of need, that Wanu was seeking comfort from him and depending on him to make him feel better. It was the sound, dirty and squelching. Minutes later, the sour smell began to fade, turned neutral, and then turned sweet, like nectar, overcoming the unpleasant scent. He smelled like an omega in heat. Mingyu's mouth watered. Wanu moaned softly, making Mingyu's cock twitch in response. He was starting to leak more now, his slick thinning into a more natural consistency. Mingyu could feel Wanu's wetness seeping into his shorts. He liked it. Felt like a claim. Mingyu nudged his cheek against Wanu.
Feeling better?
His voice came out rough as gravel.
Yeah, Mingyu, I...
He whimpered. The sound shot straight to Mingyu's cock. Mingyu had heard Wanu in pain, and this wasn't it. This was Wanu feeling good. Wanu's hips rocked, pushing back to meet Mingyu's finger in a shy request. Mingyu swallowed with an audible click.
Do you want another finger? Yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. That was so hot.
Mingyu squeezed his eyes shut. There was no way Wanu hadn't noticed that Mingyu was rock hard. He didn't need to lube up. Wanu was leaking enough slick to coat his fingers. He slid in a second finger with ease. Wanu's body swallowing him down as though greedy for it, trying to make up for all the years without. He wondered if not only he was Wanu's first, but if this was the first time Wanu had something filling him up, too. Suppressants didn't just inhibit pheromone and slick production. It also smothered all sex drive. This could be the first time Wanu was feeling all these sensations, and Mingyu was determined to make it good for him. So good that he would ruin Wanu for all others. His wrist ached from the position. He didn't even think about stopping, not when Wanu was grinding down on the digits inside him and huffing unsteadily into his ear. He curled his fingers, searching not for Wanu's slick gland, but for that bundle of nerves that would have him crying out. He could tell the moment his fingers brushed over that special place. Wanu seized up around him, moaning low and sweet, arms tightening in a circle around Mingyu's neck. Mingyu couldn't hide the triumphant smirk that turned up the corners of his mouth. A fresh wave of slick flooded forth, soaking Mingyu's fingers and lap. If Wanu moved, there would be a gigantic wet spot left on Mingyu's shorts, and for some reason, that was hotter than it had any right to be. There was no denying that Wanu was hard now. Mingyu could feel Wanu's cock pressed hotly against the skin of his stomach. The tip of Wanu's cock drooled wet, smearing into Mingyu's skin with every movement. Mingyu's nostrils flared. The scent of Wanu's arousal, an earthy musk with undertones of honey, filled him. God, how pathetic was he that he felt 2 seconds away from coming in his pants?
"Phew,"
Wanu whimpered. A pleased growl rumbled in Mingyu's chest.
"Haven't heard you call me that in a while."
Wanu only called him that when he was feeling especially pathetic and wanted more attention than usual. It never failed to evoke a surge of protectiveness inside Mingyu.
"I like it when you call me that."
"You are so embarrassing," Wanu whined.
Maybe he was hearing the things he wanted to hear, but there seemed to be something in Wanu's tone that suggested he liked feeling a little embarrassed.
"Say it again?" Mingyu asked.
"You..." Wanu breathed out on a moan. His hips undulated to meet the thrust of Mingyu's fingers. There was no other way to explain it. Wanu was grinding on him, and the resulting friction on Mingyu's cock was pleasure distilled. Mingyu bit back a curse, hips jerking upward helplessly. This wasn't supposed to be about him, but God, did he want it to be. How easy it would be to roll Wanu underneath him and take what he wanted. Wanu, made pliant and needful by his heat, would probably even welcome it. That was what made Mingyu hesitate. Wanu had never indicated much of an interest in him, not really. They were friends and knew each other well, and they were physically affectionate, or at least Mingyu was, but Wanu didn't seem to harbor any romantic feelings for him. His gaze didn't linger the way Mingyu's did. He didn't look for excuses to touch, the way Mingyu did. Mingyu didn't want to overstep his boundaries when Wanu was vulnerable. Even though Dr. Lim said Wanu would need a partner during his heat, and Wanu had agreed to it, he still didn't want to engage Wanu in something he would never agree to if it weren't for the demands of his biology.
"One more,"
Wanu whispered, strained with embarrassment. He had his face buried in the curve of Mingyu's neck, and his words were muffled.
"I'll give one more,"
Mingyu snapped out of it. His concerns didn't matter. He obliged Wanu's request, pushing a third finger inside of him. The effect was instantaneous. With a low and shocked moan, Wanu came. Mingyu could feel warm spurts of cum streaking over his belly. The smell of it, earthy and masculine in contrast to the honey of Omega Slick, reached Mingyu's nostrils. He wanted to rub it into his own skin, let Wanu's release seep into him. He had just made Wanu calm. Using fingers alone, not a single touch to his cock, it made his head spin. Wanu was oddly quiet.
"You okay?" Mingyu asked.
He ran a palm up and down Wanu's flank, soothing.
"Yeah,"
Wanu said. He still had his face hidden against Mingyu's throat.
"You don't seem okay. Did I do something wrong?"
Wanu shook his head. His hair tickled Mingyu's chin.
"No, it's just... I'm just... embarrassed. I didn't mean to, you know, so fast."
Mingyu resisted the urge to coo. He kissed the crown of Wanu's head.
"Don't be. It's just me. I'm here to help you out, remember?" Honestly, he was flattered that he had made Wanu come so easily. "I'm going to give you what you need, all right?"
Wanu mumbled something that Mingyu didn't quite catch.
"What's that?" Mingyu asked.
Wanu huffed, then said, voice barely above a whisper,
"And if what I need is your knot?"
Mingyu's hips jerked up at that. He bit down on his lip to contain his groan. Wanu asking for his knot was the stuff of fantasies. He had never expected to hear those same words in real life.
"You sure?"
he asked, voice shaking, not quite able to hide his want.
"But only if you want to."
"I want to," Mingyu said quickly. Did he sound too eager? Fuck it. He was eager. He withdrew his fingers from Wanu's body, drawing out a little whimper of loss from Wanu that Mingyu shushed. Soon enough, his cock would be taking the place of them. Gently, he peeled Wanu off him.
As expected, Mingyu's shorts were darkened with slick. "Lie down," he said. Wanu did. He was shy about it, grabbing the edge of the blanket and pulling it over his chest. He turned his lower body to the side in an attempt to hide his erect cock. Mingyu stood from the bed to step out of his shorts and briefs. From the corner of his eyes, he saw Wanu's gaze riveted to him. His cock and balls hung heavy and full between his legs, red with blood. He gripped his length and squeezed, peering at Wanu from beneath his lashes, watching the way Wanu rubbed his thighs together, needy for it. On the bedside table was a box of condoms. Mingyu took one, ripped open the foil, and rolled it down his cock. His breath shuddered as he did so, and he clenched his abs to stave off his orgasm. He popped open the cap for the bottle of lube and drizzled it into his open palm. Then, he took himself in hand and stroked. Wanu's whimper was barely audible, but audible nonetheless. Mingyu set a knee on the bed. Wanu's breath quickened in his chest, the rise and fall of his sternum like bellows of a blacksmith. His eyes were dark, flickering back and forth between Mingyu's face and then his crotch. "How do you want to do this?" Mingyu asked.
I don't know," Wanu said.
He looked as overwhelmed as Mingyu felt.
"Anything is fine.
I hear it's more comfortable for Omegas to take a knot when they're on their fronts," Mingyu said carefully. He knew the implications of his words. It meant that Wanu would have to present for him. Wanu hesitated for a moment before nodding.
"Okay."
Limbs slow and heavy, Wanu rolled onto his front. The blanket that was shielding his modesty slipped away to reveal his naked form, tight with the lean muscle of a dancer. He propped himself up on his elbows and rested his head on his forearms. Then he got his knees under him, arching his back and spreading his thighs wide. Presenting.
"Oh, fuck,"
Mingyu swore, hand flying to his cock and clasping the base. Jesus, he nearly came. A pleased growl vibrated in his chest. His eyes drank in their fill, unabashed now that they weren't face to face. Nestled between Wanu's ass cheeks was a pink rosebud hole that fluttered and fluttered, as if trying to seduce him. It glistened, and under Mingyu's gaze, a trickle of slick slipped out, sliding down his taint and over plump balls. It was as though plugged-up slick glands had never been an issue. Mingyu couldn't believe how wet Wanu was. I hadn't seen anything like it outside of porn, where Omegas were doused with oil to make them seem more desperate for it than they truly were. But Wanu... Wanu was completely soaked, a pool of slick gathered in the trough of his ass, inner thighs coated with slick. His cock shone with his fluids, the tip of it drooling a line of wet onto the mattress beneath. It made Mingyu wonder if Wanu would get this aroused for any alpha, or if only for him. He appeased himself with the reminder that Wanu hadn't even let another alpha come within arm's reach of him.
"Mingyu, quit staring," Wanu complained.
The tips of Wanu's ears and the back of his neck were flushed with color. Poor thing was embarrassed, as if he even had anything to be embarrassed about. Mingyu wanted to bite him everywhere, wanted to sink his teeth into the full curve of his ass, the meat of his thighs, the junction of his neck.
Especially his neck.
"Sorry," Mingyu said.
You just look so good, baby. I want to eat you up. I want to eat you out."
All words he couldn't bring himself to say. It wasn't in the nature of their relationship. Mingyu placed a hand low on Wanu's back and splayed his fingers out, watched as Wanu's muscles flexed beneath him. The spread of his palm spanned nearly the entirety of Wanu's trim waist. He liked the contrast of their bodies, his tanned skin against Wanu's lily flower white. Wanu arched his ass out further and spread his knees wider in a silent plea. Mingyu cupped Wanu's ass, his thumb teasing the hot crevice of Wanu's ass cheeks. Tentatively, he passed his thumb over Wanu's puckered hole, mesmerized by the way it contracted under his touch. His thumb came away wet.
"Mingyu," Wanu gritted out, "get on with it."
"Are you sure? Shouldn't I prep you more?"
Mingyu looked down at his swollen cock. Wanu was so little in this intimate place of his, Mingyu wasn't sure how he was going to fit.
"Mingyu, it's fine. I'm sure. So please."
Wanu's voice was strained.
"Just fuck me."
"Okay. Okay. Okay." Mingyu swallowed. He slid up behind Wanu, holding his cock beneath the head. He dragged the tip of his cock down Wanu's crack, then up again, getting it wet, teasing.
"Gyu!"
Mingyu's breath was lodged in his chest. Slowly, he pressed forward, watching with rapt attention the way Wanu's hole opened up for him and swallowed him down, inch by excruciating inch. Mingyu wasn't even fully sheathed yet when Wanu half sobbed, half moaned, and began to come. His insides clamped down tight around Mingyu, rhythmic. Clutch, release, clutch, release. The pressure squeezing down on him, the fact that Wanu came just from being penetrated, it was almost too much. It took a concentrated will of effort to keep his orgasm at bay. An alpha who wasn't in rut was seldom able to keep up with an omega in heat, and he wanted to make this last for the both of them. Mere seconds passed before Wanu started wiggling his hips, letting out a plaintive whine, a silent plea to be fucked. Mingyu withdrew his cock. This time, when he pushed in, there was less resistance, Wanu made looser and more relaxed by his orgasm. Mingyu gripped Wanu's hips. He set a steady pace, pushing in till he was buried to the hilt, before pulling back out, letting Wanu feel every inch of him. Every time he plunged inside, slick squeezed out from around his cock. The sound of it was obscene. A wet schluck-schluck that combined with the sound of Mingyu's balls slapping against Wanu's ass.
"Yeah, yeah, yeah,"
Wanu whispered, rocking his hips back to meet Mingyu's thrusts.
"Just like that, Gyu."
Mingyu couldn't look away from the place where they were connected, mesmerized by the way his cock slid in and out of Wanu's body. He looked too big to fit, but Wanu's hole managed to accommodate him. The ring stretched wide around his girth. Mingyu traced the rim with his thumb, making Wanu moan. As his orgasm mounted, his knot started to form, swelling with blood and bulbous at the base of his cock. It pressed against Wanu's hole with every thrust. Even though he had seen it in porn and had read about it in his sex education classes, he still couldn't comprehend how alpha knots fit inside an omega's body. His knot was not yet at its full size, and would not fully form until he came, but even then, it was still massive. Big enough that he feared it would ruin Wanu. He didn't dare push forward any further, though he ached to. He wanted to see how Wanu would respond to have this part of Mingyu inside of him. And in truth, he wanted to see how his knot would ruin Wanu.
"Can I knot you?"
he asked. His voice shook, tense with barely restrained energy.
Yeah, put it in me,
Wanu moaned, demanded.
Not me, Gyu.
The next time Mingyu thrust forward, he didn't stop when his knot hit Wanu's ass. He pushed forward, trying to force his knot inside despite all the resistance. Wanu was leaking slick like crazy. It gushed out of him, preparing him to take a knot. And God, it was so sexy and smelled so good that Mingyu was almost tempted to abandon fucking Wanu and instead fit his mouth over Wanu's hole and drink his slick. With one last grunt of effort, he popped inside, and just like that, Wanu was coming yet again.
Oh shit!
Wanu cried, his spine snapping tight. Tremors shook through his body. Mingyu soothed him with quiet noises, ran his heated palms up and down Wanu's back. He would have been happy staying like that, lodged inside Wanu but unmoving, if Wanu didn't whimper.
Keep going. Oh, you, keep going. Fuck me with your knot. Jesus.
Mingyu half laughed, half moaned,
the filth coming out of your mouth.
He was powerless to do anything but obey, pulling out his cock, watching the way his half-formed knot stretched and stretched Wanu's entrance. The ring of muscle was reluctant to let Mingyu go free, tried to suck him back in, but he managed to pop his knot free and fucked back inside. Did it once more. Wanu's moans started to sound like sobs. Mingyu panicked and stopped.
Hey, are you crying? Am I hurting you? He asked.
Wanu shook his head emphatically.
No, it feels good. Don't you dare stop. Oh god, keep fucking me.
God damn, it could get to an alpha's head, knowing that his omega was crying with how good he felt.
Mingyu could feel his own orgasm peaking to dangerous heights as he continued to fuck Wanu. His thrusts became erratic. Sometimes he was able to plunge his knot inside. Other times, he was pulling back out before he could. Through the thin material of the condom, he could see his knot turn blood red as it grew.
I'm gonna come,
he gritted out, and that was the only warning he could offer before he shoved forward and began to come. Inside Wanu's body, he could feel his knot grown possibly larger, and it set yet another orgasm off for Wanu, who moaned and sobbed and clenched around him. Mingyu's first orgasm seemed to last minutes, the pleasure drawing out for so long that it bordered overstimulation and pain. The fireworks behind his eyes dispersed. He collapsed on top of Wanu, heaving for breath and feeling like a bag of skin and bones. It took him several heartbeats later before he felt movement in his limbs. He rolled them onto their sides, him spooning Wanu. Wanu nestled his ass back against Mingyu's pelvis and made a soft, sweet noise. Mingyu draped a heavy arm around Wanu's torso and pulled him in close, leaning forward to nuzzle his nose into the sweaty nape of Wanu's neck. He couldn't resist cupping his hand over Wanu's cock. It felt heated in his palm, wet with fluids. Wanu whimpered. His heart pounded in his chest. They were pressed so close together, front to back, that he wondered if Wanu could feel it. For a long while, they were quiet. The only sound in the room was that of their labored breathing. Mingyu's body felt heavy and lethargic, the blood inside him pooling lazy and slow. He scented Wanu absentmindedly, working his lips over the skin of Wanu's neck. 4, Mingyu thought proudly. 4 times in the span of minutes he made Wanu come.
Hey, you good?
He asked. He had been hoping to ruin Wanu for all other alphas, but he thought the opposite had occurred. How could he ever want any other Omega after experiencing this with Wanu?
Uh-huh, Wanu said. You?
Yeah. They fell asleep like that, curved around each other like parentheses, Mingyu's hand still gently holding Wanu's cock and balls.
Can we do it face to face?
Mingyu asked. He was blushing as he said it, though he doubted Wanu would be able to tell. His internal temperature ran hot from exertion, and it showed on his face. They had been in this room for hours now, but Mingyu hadn't had the chance to get a good look at Wanu's face. He wanted to see the expressions Wanu made when he was getting fucked and feeling good.
Okay, Wanu said.
He rolled onto his back, arms instinctively and protectively going around his chest, shy, even though Mingyu had seen nearly all there was to see. He avoided eye contact, turning his head to look off to the side. Cute. Wanu's chest and stomach were coated with streaks of cum. His cock was hard and red in beautiful contrast to his pale skin. The tip of it glistened with wet and looked delectable enough to eat. Mingyu would get a taste later, he promised himself, but right now, he hadn't had enough of fucking Wanu's sweet body yet. Mingyu nudged Wanu's thighs apart and settled between them.
Can you hold your legs open?
Wanu flushed deeply at the request, but did as he was asked. He gripped himself under the knees and pulled his thighs to his chest. His pelvis was tilted up, revealing a pulsating hole that had received such a thorough pounding that it couldn't quite close. Mingyu's breath shuddered out of him.
Quit staring, Wanu whined. Sorry, baby. You're just so pretty.
The endearment slipped out of him. He paused for a beat, wondering if he had crossed a line. And then he heard it. Wanu's quiet moan of approval. Mingyu swallowed. Oh, Wanu liked being called pretty baby. That was good, since Mingyu liked calling Wanu his pretty baby. Mingyu shuffled forward on his knees until Wanu's ass was pressed flush against his groin. Wanu's breath quickened, chest visibly rising and falling. Mingyu planted a hand by Wanu's ribs. With his other hand, he lined himself up with Wanu's entrance. Slowly, he pushed forward, groaning as the hot clutch of Wanu's inner walls enveloped him. Wanu's eyelids fluttered shut. His lips parted on a content sigh, as if the only thing he needed to feel complete was Mingyu's cock inside him. It was stupid and pathetic, how much affirmation Mingyu wanted, how much he wanted to ask, is it good?
Oh God, Wanu groaned, spine arching when Mingyu hit that special place inside him. Right there.
Mingyu drove into Wanu yet again, each movement containing enough force to shove Wanu up the bed. Every few thrusts, he had to reel Wanu back onto his cock. His thighs burned with effort. A drop of sweat rolled off the slope of his nose to splash on Wanu's cheek. Mingyu liked this position best, he decided. This way, he could see Wanu getting wrecked beneath him. Wanu's brows were furrowed as though in pain, mouth forming a perfect O. His face was red, cheeks wet with tears of pleasure and exertion. His cock lay heavy on his stomach, flopping about every time Mingyu plunged into him. Wanu clumsily reached for him, throwing his arms around Mingyu's shoulders. Mingyu dipped his head forward to nuzzle against Wanu's wet and heated cheeks.
He pressed a kiss into the soft skin there, the salty taste of tears bursting over his palate. It made his head rush, the knowledge that he was making Wanu feel so good that Wanu was crying with it. Yeah, this position was best, because he could kiss Wanu while fucking him stupid. Shh, Mingyu crooned against Wanu's lips. He fucked with slow and steady rolls of his hips, letting Wanu feel every inch of his girth sliding in and spreading him apart, before pulling back and doing it all over again. He dragged his lips over the angle of Wanu's jaw until he could take a soft earlobe between his teeth and nibble. Voice pitched low, he said, "You're so good, baby. I'm gonna fuck you forever." Wanu shuddered, eyes rolling back in his head. A sweet whine fell from his parted lips. It was cute how tight Wanu got when Mingyu praised him. Mingyu had never expected it. Wanu had always been cool and aloof, accepting compliments without batting an eyelash. He never put up a modest front, the way most Omegas, or even idols, did. Even in his wildest fantasies, Mingyu couldn't have imagined this side of Wanu. Couldn't have imagined how much wetter Wanu got and how loud he became, as though he needed to know that he was making his alpha feel good, too.
"Yeah,"
Wanu whispered, breathless. His thighs tightened around Mingyu's waist, trying to get even closer. His hips stuttered. The angle was all wrong, but he was trying to fuck himself on Mingyu's cock, bearing down every time Mingyu thrust it into him.
"Oh god, yeah, 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 don't stop, you."
"Not gonna," Mingyu promised. He wedged a hand between their abdomens, fingers curling around Wanu's cock. He rubbed viciously at the leaking head, making Wanu buck and squeal under him.
"Gyu, I'm gonna..."
"Do it. Gimme it," Mingyu demanded. And just like that, Wanu did. Wanu's entire body snapped taut, jaw falling slack in a rictus of pleasure. He moaned, loud, and then began to come. His cock spurted warm cum over Mingyu's fist, coating their bellies and adding to the mess there.
"Yeah, that's it,"
Mingyu said, working his fist over Wanu's cock. He pushed his thumb along Wanu's length, from base to head, squeezing out every last drop of his release. His own orgasm was mounting in his gut, spurred to a crest by Wanu's hole squeezing around him. Wanu's moans turned into strained meals. He must be hurting, cock and hole made sensitive by his orgasm and Mingyu's relentless fucking. Even then, he continued to move his hips weakly to meet Mingyu's thrusts.
"Am I hurting you?" Mingyu asked.
Wanu dug his heels into the small of Mingyu's back.
"Don't stop," he breathed. "Want you to come, too."
It wasn't Wanu's job to worry about Mingyu's pleasure. As Alpha, it was Mingyu's sole duty to take care of his Omega during heat. But Mingyu couldn't resist, being asked so sweetly like that. He braced his elbows on either side of Wanu's head and let their foreheads come together. Their hot breaths mixed in the space between their lips. There must be something wrong with him, Mingyu thought. He loved the sound of Wanu's pained and oversensitized whimpers more than he should. Mingyu pressed his lips to the corner of Wanu's mouth, whispered, "Gonna let me not you? Gonna let me come inside you?" Wanu nodded.
"Yeah, God, you drive me crazy,"
Mingyu groaned. Wanu would let Mingyu do anything to him.
It made Mingyu want to peel off his condom. Made him want to spray up Wanu's insides with his seed and put his pups in Wanu. Wanu only moaned in response, digging his fingernails into Mingyu's back. A growl rumbled deep in Mingyu's chest, a sound as sonorous as thunder. He drove forward, pelvis smacking against Wanu's pert ass cheeks. His knot began to swell at the base of his cock as his orgasm mounted, making him blind to anything but the sound of Wanu's voice and the way their bodies were wrapped around each other. With a snarl, Mingyu rammed forward, his knot popping past the tight ring of muscle and causing Wanu to cry out. Mingyu ground his hips in a filthy circle. He could feel his knot grow impossibly larger inside Wanu.
"Oh, shit," Wanu sobbed yet again. "Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. You're gonna make me..."
He didn't finish his sentence, body seizing up and tightening around the knot inside him as he came for the second time within minutes. The wrecked sound of Wanu's moans had the crest of Mingyu's pleasure breaking. With a low groan, he began to come.
"God, baby,"
Mingyu groaned, collapsing on top of Wanu. His chest heaved as he tried to catch his breath.
"God, you're so sexy. Love making you come. Love making you feel good. Love you, love you, love you."
He pushed his face into Wanu's heated cheek, peppering kisses all over the soft, plush skin. Wanu was without words, eyes completely glazed over. His body had gone limp under Mingyu's, and he could only make weak, tiny sounds as Mingyu soothed him. It wasn't the most comfortable position to be in, with Mingyu's knot lodged inside him. Mingyu rolled them over so that Wanu could lie on top of him. Wanu let himself be manhandled, utterly boneless. He whimpered as Mingyu's knot jostled inside him.
"Sorry, baby," Mingyu crooned.
He placed a hand on the back of Wanu's head, guiding Wanu to scent his neck.
"There you go. That's what you needed, wasn't it? Oh, baby. I'm always going to give you what you need."
He ran his palms up and down Wanu's back as he spoke. He slid his hands over the swell of Wanu's ass, thumbs skimming the place where they were joined. He wished he could see it, his knot stretching Wanu's hole wide. It looked so pink and small. He still couldn't believe he fit. Mingyu couldn't be sure how long they stayed like that for. Time turned molasses slow, the minutes and hours bleeding into each other until 1 second couldn't be differentiated from the next. Mingyu's breathing evened out, and he must have fallen asleep at some point, because the next time he opened his eyes, his knot had deflated, and Wanu was wiggling on top of him.
"Hey, did I fall asleep on you?" Mingyu asked.
He must have been more tired than he thought, his lack of sleep and concern about Wanu's condition taking its toll on him. Wanu nodded and snuffled against his throat. He rocked his pelvis, moaning softly. His erection had filled up again. Mingyu could feel Wanu's cock dragging over his stomach. It was a shy but blatant request. Mingyu growled. He squeezed both of Wanu's ass cheeks in his hands, spreading them apart. He got the flats of his feet under him. Gripping Wanu's waist, he fucked up into Wanu's body with slow and shallow thrusts. Wanu sat up, bracing his hands on Mingyu's chest. He ground his hips down, swiveling his pelvis. The muscles in his abdomen and thighs flexed as he fucked himself on Mingyu's cock. Mingyu damn near came at the sight. Wanu was taking his pleasure as he needed it, bouncing up and down on Mingyu's lap,
his cock bobbing and swaying with every motion. He looked beautiful, with his hair mussed and cheeks flushed. His dark eyes were half-lidded, the entirety of their intensity focused on Mingyu. Beautiful was what he was. So fucking beautiful that it was unfair. Mingyu removed one hand from Wanu's waist so that he could close his hand around Wanu's erection. It leaked copiously from the tip, easing the slide of Mingyu's hand.
Mingyu,
Wanu whined.
Yeah, am I making you feel good?
Mingyu breathed. Wanu moaned, head lolling back. Already he was starting to grow tight around Mingyu, a sign that his orgasm was nearing. It was so easy to make him come. Mingyu loved it. Wanu's movements grew more desperate and uncoordinated. His hips jerked when Mingyu rubbed his cock a little too harshly. For a beat, Mingyu thought it might have been too much, but Wanu shattered that impression immediately.
Do it again,
Wanu demanded.
Oh, fuck. Do it again. You're gonna make me come.
The last syllable turned into a sob as Mingyu pulled at his cock, rough and careless. And just like that, Wanu was pulsing warm wetness into Mingyu's hand. Spasms shot through Wanu's body as his orgasm rushed through him. He collapsed atop Mingyu, hips working weakly to prolong his pleasure. Mingyu pulled his cock slowly out of Wanu's body, in part so he wouldn't hurt Wanu, who was whimpering, and in part because the sight of his dick sliding out of Wanu's hole was mesmerizing. Wanu moaned as Mingyu slipped free completely.
You're staring again, Wanu said.
His words were clearer now that the first, and most urgent, wave of heat had passed. He was lying on his belly, head turned so that he could watch Mingyu.
Can't help it. You look so good here,
Mingyu said, eyes still riveted to Wanu's entrance. It was red and puffy with use, the pink insides peeking out a little as it pulsed. Mingyu cupped Wanu's ass cheek with a hand, thumb passing over the wrecked hole. He had done that. It was absurd how proud he felt. Wanu buried his face into his pillow. He mumbled,
God, you're so embarrassing.
Mingyu would be happy to admire his handiwork for longer, but he knew that Wanu needed to be wiped down, fed, and watered. He stripped the condom from his cock, tying it off and tossing it into the garbage.
Want to take a bath? Mingyu asked.
Wanu, face still smashed into his pillow, shook his head.
No, don't want to move.
His voice was muffled. Mingyu chuckled. A lazy and pouty Wanu was cuter than he had any right to be. In truth, Mingyu liked Wanu as he was now, made limp from orgasm after orgasm, glistening with sweat, smelling of Mingyu. But a warm bath would relax their taxed muscles and would leave them both refreshed. He left Wanu to puddle on the bed, making his way over to the washroom to run a bath. He tested the water to see if it was hot enough, and then plugged the tub, adding oils that smelled of orange and sandalwood and coca. While he waited for the tub to fill, he wiped himself down with a cloth, returning to the bedroom to do the same for Wanu. Wanu was as limp as a rag doll, eyelids and limbs heavy as Mingyu washed him with a warm cloth. His breath hitched when Mingyu spread apart his legs to wipe away the slick and cum coating his inner thighs. Exhausted as he was, Mingyu found himself reacting, his cock twitching in a valiant attempt to grow hard again. His hands lingered on these intimate parts of Wanu more than anywhere else.
Come on, let's get you cleaned up, Mingyu said. If he didn't get Wanu in a bath now, he'd probably end up fucking Wanu again, and the water would grow cold. Wanu groaned and complained, but obediently allowed himself to be carried, wrapping his arms around Mingyu's shoulders. Mingyu lowered Wanu into the bath, climbing in behind him. He groaned as he submerged himself, the tension in his overworked muscles eased by the hot water. As soon as he was settled, Wanu made himself comfortable against him so that they were pressed back to chest. A surge of affection welled up in Mingyu's chest. He could get used to this. Marathon sex sessions, followed by long baths. He slid his hands over Wanu's chest, held him close. Wanu tipped his head back to rest on Mingyu's shoulder, exposing his neck in invitation, and Mingyu was powerless to resist. Mingyu pressed his nose into the soft skin behind Wanu's ear and inhaled. "You smell amazing," he murmured, lips brushing over Wanu's neck as he spoke. "That's because I'm in heat, and because I smell like you." Mingyu couldn't deny that. He mouthed along the column of Wanu's neck, delighting in Wanu's soft, pleased moans. When he reached the junction of Wanu's neck and shoulder, he let his teeth out, scraping over skin and biting down, though not hard enough to break skin. Wanu's breath hitched.
"You...
hmm?" Mingyu hummed. His teeth left behind faint indentations. He pressed a kiss there, wished that he could sink in his teeth and claim Wanu as his own. The cadence of Wanu's breathing changed, quivered in his chest. He nestled back into Mingyu, getting impossibly closer. His ass pushed against Mingyu's cock. Mingyu splayed a palm over Wanu's belly, felt the contraction of toned abdominal muscles there. Slowly, he slid his hand lower and lower until he reached the V of Wanu's legs. Wanu spread his thighs further apart, welcoming his touch. Mingyu closed his hand over Wanu's little cock. It was hot in his hold, growing stiffer. Even after all the orgasms Mingyu had drawn out of him, he was still so responsive, so ready for it. Mingyu cradled Wanu's heavy balls in the cup of his palm, kneading lightly. Wanu breathed. He turned his head, nuzzling into Mingyu's throat.
"Yeah, touch me."
Mingyu let his hand creep further down, fingers swiping over Wanu's taint. He could feel the slippery texture of Wanu's slick, despite being in water. "Can't believe how wet you get," Mingyu said. "Always ready to take my cock and fingers," he wanted to say.
"You are such an alpha," Wanu whined.
Yeah, Mingyu was one of those alphas. He loved knowing the effect he had on Wanu. He was the kind of alpha that got possessive and territorial over an omega he was sweet on, the kind of alpha that wanted everyone to know of his claim. It was a heady thing, knowing that Wanu was steadily leaking slick into their bathwater. Mingyu would reek of him for days to come, even if he washed. Everyone would know they had slept together, that Mingyu had fucked Wanu. Everyone would know that in the hours of heat, Wanu had belonged to him. Mingyu kissed the top of Wanu's head. He worked his fist over Wanu's cock, giving his wrist a flick at the top of each stroke. Wanu was rocking his hips, thrusting into the tight tunnel of Mingyu's hand and moaning breathlessly. Water sloshed over the rim of the tub. Every time he moved, his backside rubbed against Mingyu's cock. If they were bondmates, if they weren't idols. Mingyu would have pressed his bear cock into Wanu's hole and fucked him in the bath. But they were nothing of that sort, and he knew that taking Wanu without a condom would only lead to problems down the road.
"I'm close,"
Wanu said, hand flying to grip Mingyu's thigh. Mingyu concentrated his attention on the head of Wanu's cock, the way he knew Wanu liked. Wanu jerked and whimpered, fingers digging into the meat of Mingyu's thigh. Mingyu knew, too, that Wanu liked his pleasure to skirt the brink of pain. He took the tip of Wanu's cock between his forefinger and thumb and pinched.
"Oh!"
Wanu's hips stuttered helplessly as he came, spurting his mess into the water. Mingyu mouthed at Wanu's neck, jerking him off through his orgasm. With a huff, Wanu flopped into Mingyu's chest. His hand crept behind him, closing around Mingyu's cock.
"You didn't come."
"Don't worry about me," Mingyu said. Wanu turned around in the tub with some effort, splashing water onto the tiles below. His hand returned to Mingyu's cock. Mingyu's breathing turned uneven as Wanu stroked him.
"But it's not fair if I come and you don't. I want to make you feel good, too."
Wanu was pouting, lips drawn into a soft mew. Mingyu hadn't even known that Wanu, who hated acting cute, was capable of making a face like that. He had seen today more sides of Wanu than he had ever thought he would. He groaned when Wanu stroked him just right.
"You do, baby. You do."
Their faces were so close that their noses bumped against each other. Wanu's lips were scant centimeters away from him, so Mingyu didn't think he could be blamed when he leaned forward to close the distance between them. Wanu seemed to melt into him, lips parting without hesitation when Mingyu's tongue nudged them. It was too much for Mingyu's heart, too intimate, the lazy and open-mouthed kisses they shared, the hand jerking him off. He wanted this to be there forever. Having experienced this, it would be impossible to return to being the friends they were before. Mingyu broke away from the kiss first, resting his forehead against Wanu's. Their breaths mixed in the narrow space between their lips. This close, he could see Wanu's dark lashes flutter. "Why," he wanted to ask, "must you be this gorgeous?" It wasn't long before he was spilling into Wanu's hand with a low groan. They rinsed under the shower, pressed chest to chest and hands running over each other's bodies. Mingyu ruffled Wanu's hair dry, chuckling at the disgruntled expression on Wanu's face. Then, he wrapped a soft and fluffy towel around Wanu's shoulders, patting him dry. The bedsheets had been changed while they were washing. As promised, food had been delivered to their door, a tray of sweet cakes, seasonal fruits, and nuts. There were two pitchers of water and orange juice as well. The foods were mostly high in carbohydrates to offer the quick bursts of energy that were required to sustain heat. Mingyu carried the tray to the bed where Wanu was waiting, his pale limbs splayed out and gloriously bare. Mingyu set the tray down on the bed and settled against the pillows. Wanu sidled up next to him like he belonged there, wiggling against Mingyu's side until he was comfortable. Mingyu had been looking forward to taking care of Wanu after sex, almost more than the actual sex itself. He liked the familiarity that had emerged between them. It was a familiarity that was more suited to bondmates than to friends. He liked the way Wanu rubbed his cheeks over Mingyu's scent glands, leaving behind his omega scent. He liked the way Wanu nibbled berries and cakes from his fingers,
making small, pleased noises as he did so.
"You need to stop spoiling me," Wanu said.
"I'm not spoiling you," Mingyu said, holding up a strawberry to Wanu's lips. Wanu leaned forward to take a bite of the berry. Its red juices colored his lips, made them look even more enticing.
"You are. Better be careful, or I'll get used to it and expect it every time."
It was said nonchalantly, but it made Mingyu's heart leap all the same. He wondered if Wanu could hear it, the stuttering of his heartbeat. Wanu was using his chest as a pillow, so surely he must have noticed. Mingyu took a moment to gather himself before speaking.
"I don't mind, you know, helping you through your heat."
He was surprised by how steady his voice sounded.
"I'm sure you don't," Wanu said,
his eyes lowering to Mingyu's semi-erect cock. Wanu's tongue darted out to lick away the syrup from Mingyu's fingers. A curl of heat expanded low in Mingyu's gut. He wasn't in rut, but it sure as hell felt that way, a fire simmering through his veins, flaring every time he caught a whiff of the low-grade arousal Wanu was emitting. He'd been half-hard the entire time they were cuddling in bed. The corners of Wanu's lips twitched up. He knew exactly the effect he had on Mingyu.
"Minx," Mingyu breathed.
Wanu's eyes widened in a "who, me?" kind of look. His heat was beginning to rise again, apparent in the deepening of his scent.
"I'm full," Wanu declared, setting the tray on the bedside table.
He threw a leg over Mingyu and straddled him. Mingyu could feel Wanu's slick smearing over his thighs. Wanu grabbed a condom from the bedside table. He stroked Mingyu to hardness and rolled a condom over him. Then, he gripped Mingyu's cock beneath the head and lowered himself down on it with a breathy moan and fluttering lashes. Mingyu felt like he was on a high that he would never descend from. Taking care of Wanu through his heat, wringing orgasm after orgasm out of him, bathing and feeding him afterwards. These were, without contest, the best 3 days of his life. Even better than 17's first win. He felt guilty about admitting that one to himself. Wasn't used to putting his desires before his career. On the fourth morning, Mingyu woke first. Groaning, he rubbed his eyes with the heel of his palm. He stretched, arching his back and wiggling his toes, found himself weighed down. Wanu was sleeping curled into his side, an arm and a thigh thrown over him to keep him locked in place. Mingyu's arm was asleep, Wanu having used it as a pillow. Mingyu settled back into bed, smiling. He curled an arm around Wanu and played with the hairs at the nape of his neck. Wanu's heat had receded in the night. Mingyu knew this because Wanu hadn't woken him at midnight with needy little whines and kisses. His heat scent had weakened, turning from something urgent and desperate into the sweet and calm scent of a satiated omega. Minutes later, Wanu began to stir. He woke slowly, stretching out his limbs and giving a cat-like yawn before burrowing his nose back into Mingyu's chest. He gave a sleepy smack of his lips.
"Good morning," Mingyu said, unable to hide the fondness in his voice.
Wanu grunted, not quite ready to be woken up yet. He mumbled into Mingyu's chest. Mingyu could feel the vibrations of the greeting on his skin.
"How are you feeling?"
"Good," said Wanu. Then, more quietly,
"Really good."
Mingyu grinned so hard his cheeks hurt.
Yeah?
Yes. Now stop. I can already tell it's getting to your head.
Okay, sorry.
Wanu was embarrassed, Mingyu could tell, his scent coloring with a flowery shyness. Fucking cute was what it was. It made him want to roll Wanu beneath him, kiss him all over his undoubtedly heated cheeks, down his chest, and then lower still. But as good as things were between them right now, he feared that any movement would shatter the moment and startle Wanu away. They were quiet for a moment before Wanu asked,
"How about you?
Hmm?
Was it good for you, too?"
Mingyu bit back a groan. Of all the things Wanu had done, the little questions showing concern were what did him in. Wanu was so precious, it made his heart hurt.
"Yeah, better than good."
Wanu hummed.
"So," Mingyu started, "you're off suppressants now. Does that mean you'll be having heats regularly now?" "I think so. Dr. Lim doesn't think it'll be a good idea for me to go back on heat or scent suppressants so soon. She wants me to cycle. 6 months off, 6 months on. So I'll probably have heats once or twice a year, instead of once each season."
Mingyu swallowed. His heart rate picked up in his chest, and he knew that Wanu must be able to hear it. Licking his lips, he said,
"I wouldn't mind, you know, helping you through your heats."
Wanu was quiet for a terrifying second before saying a quiet,
"Okay."
It wasn't exactly an enthusiastic yes. Mingyu scrambled to backtrack, hoping that he hadn't overstepped his boundaries. Knew that alphas had a tendency to do that.
"I mean, no pressure. Only if you want. It's fine if you don't. I understand if you want to spend your heats by yourself, or if there's someone else."
God, he hoped there wasn't someone else. Sometimes he worried about how close Wanu and Junhui were. Selfishly, he would rather Wanu endure heat on his own than find comfort in another alpha.
"Just wanted to let you know that the offer is there if you want to take it. You wouldn't be imposing."
"I think I might take you up on your offer."
"Oh, okay. That's good. Great.
Wanu hesitated.
"I could do the same for you, too, if you wanted some company during your ruts. Assuming you don't have company already, that is."
"There isn't anyone," Mingyu blurted out, for some absurd reason, fearing that the opportunity would be snatched away from him if he didn't respond quickly enough. He had been spending his ruts alone, with only his hand to ease the ache of his arousal. The hot and wet clutch of Wanu's body was infinitely preferable to his calloused palms. He'd be a damn fool to pass up an opportunity to be intimate with the Omega he had a crush on, the Omega that he might even love.
"So, does that mean you want me?"
"Yeah," Mingyu said. "I mean, yeah, if you're offering and you actually want to spend my rut with me. I don't want you to feel like you're obligated to just because I offered to help you through your heat."
"I do. It was good for both of us, wasn't it?" Wanu asked. "So we might as well. That way we won't have to go through the hassle of finding anyone else."
"Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Great."
Wanu propped up his chin on Mingyu's chest. His cheeks were dusted a light pink. He quirked a quick smile, eyes turning into crescents, before resting his cheek back on Mingyu's sternum, and Mingyu was dazed. It wasn't like Wanu asked Mingyu to be his bondmate or anything, but God, did it feel like it, with the bubble of elation expanding in Mingyu's chest. He tightened an arm around Wanu.
He could be happy with just this, being fuck buddies. He had to be happy with just this. Author's endnote includes, I love the friends to fuck buddies to lovers trope so much. Obviously, what comes next is Mingyu and Wanwu acting like bondmates who don't know they're bondmates. Pining while fucking. Hell yeah! The end. Thanks for listening.